And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
A perfectly good brain wasted.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara Counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is Deep Dive. Each of my guests is giving us an in-depth look at his subject. My next guest is the former publisher of the Wall Street Journal and CEO of Dow Jones. We'll discuss his amazing career and the changing nature of business news reporting from his book, Newspaper Man. And as always, if you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. And you want to keep that number handy because there's a trivia question coming up in this segment. If you call in and you're the second caller at 639-0008 with the right answer to the trivia question, you will win a sandwich or a salad from Urbane Cafe. Two locations to service. One here in Ventura at 4350 Telephone Road in the Barnes & Noble Plaza, the other in Oxnard at 1730 East Gonzales Road, the intersection of Rose and Gonzales. Warren Phillips, my next guest, worked at the Wall Street Journal as a proofreader, a copy desk hand, a rewrite man, a foreign correspondent, a foreign editor, and Chicago editor before becoming the managing editor at age 30. He was later promoted to publisher and CEO of its parent corporation, Dow Jones and Company. Warren has also served as the president of the American Society of Newspaper Editors and was a member of the Pulitzer Prize Board. He and his wife live in Bridgehampton, New York, and Palm Beach, Florida. Joining us from New York, how are you today, Warren?
I'm fine, Bill. Thanks for having me on your show.
Well, what a pleasure to have you on board the show. I mean, the Wall Street Journal is one of the most respected and informative sources for financial and business news anywhere. It also is one of two newspapers with national distribution. So here's today's trivia question. Wall Street Journal is one of two newspapers with national distribution. What is the other newspaper with national distribution? Call in at 639-0008 with the right answer, and you will be the winner of a sandwich or a salad from Urbane Cafe. So how has the financial reporting of news changed since you were at the Wall Street Journal?
Well, the delivery systems are changing, Bill. You get a lot more online now as well as the print editions, but the need for credibility and accuracy is the same. You can't make good business decisions or good personal decisions unless you've got reliable information. So that's the underlying thing that governs good financial reporting and all reporting.
Well, and that does make sense. However, with the faster news cycles, with the multiple outlets, and you say the new delivery systems for getting the information, has the quality of journalism increased or decreased, do you think, over the last 10 years?
Well, that's a debatable question. I think that the quality has increased because you've got trained, experienced reporters now working not only for print, but some of those print people have moved over to the online editions, and I think they're doing a great job, even though the pressures are greater. I mean, to get it right as well as get it fast.
Yeah, that has got to be a very pressure cooker situation to be in. So the bigger question for you, Warren, is this. How does the Wall Street Journal maintain its reputation as the definitive source of financial news reporting in this ever-changing world of news?
Well, I think the only way that it can maintain its reputation is to continue day by day to earn readers' trust. And that comes from having high standards and enforcing those standards of accuracy and fairness and telling both sides of the story. And in my book, Newspaper Man, Inside the News Business at the Wall Street Journal, one of the things I talk about is the lengths to which we went to train reporters and editors to maintain those standards.
And those standards definitely have been maintained. During your tenure at the Wall Street Journal, here are just some of the highlights that are out there. 1975, you were named as CEO. You were at 30 years old, a very young man to be the CEO of the organization.
I was 30 years old when I was named managing editor.
Ah,
I was a little older when I was CEO.
All right. Thank you for the correction on that. In 76, the Asian Wall Street Journal was launched. In 1979, the journal becomes the largest paid circulation U.S. newspaper. 1983, also on your watch, the Wall Street Journal Europe was launched. So you launched two international editions during your tenure there. And then in 1985, you bought 32% stake in Telerate. For, let's see, $282 million. Dow Jones sells its shares to in South China to Rupert Murdoch's News Corporation, which was sort of a portent of things to come. And then finally in 1988, the paper expands into three sections, the marketplace and the money invest and investing sections debut. Of all of your accomplishments, Warren, which ones or one stand out as the most memorable for you?
Well, I think the one that I'd come back to above all else is maintaining the standards of credibility and fairness and the trust of readers. If you get to the corporate things that you mentioned, I think presiding over the paper as it went global and also as it entered the digital age, those were two key points. I mean, those were not things that I did personally. I mean, I had colleagues who spearheaded the moves into Asia and into Europe, and certainly colleagues who spearheaded the moves into the digital age, and the credit belongs to them, but I was fortunate to have it occur on my watch.
Well, that's a very humble statement coming from a man who really did expand the newspaper in all sorts of directions. My guest is Warren Phillips, former publisher of the Wall Street Journal. And now for the answer to the trivia question. Robbie from Camarillo was the winner. There are only two newspapers right now with national distribution. One of them is the Wall Street Journal. The other newspaper that Robbie correctly identified is USA Today. There was a third newspaper, the Christian Science Monitor, but they recently stopped national distribution. In fact, they recently stopped all print distribution in, I think it was 2010. So, Robbie, congratulations to you. Certificate for a sandwich or salad from Urbane Cafe is coming your way. Now, back to my guests. So, Warren, here you are. You're presiding over the most prestigious financial newspaper in the world, arguably. And you must have covered dozens, if not hundreds, of top news and business stories during your tenure. Are there any news stories or events that stand out in your mind when you were heading up the Wall Street Journal?
Well, I think what stands out in my mind is broadening the news coverage from just business and financial to also things like the Little Rock school integration, and the riots in the South, and moving into social issues and also medicine and other things, because our readers' interests obviously don't stop just with their pocketbooks. Other events affect their lives, and I'm proud of having broadened our coverage. And one of the things that that this book, Newspaper Man Inside the Wall, the News Business at the Wall Street Journal, it gives a behind the scenes account, a very personal account of what it's like to run a large newspaper and what it's like to be there as people built it up into the largest circulation paper in the country.
Well, that's interesting that you mentioned some of the things, the social issues that you were covering, some of the technology and other issues that the Wall Street Journal now covers. How did you strike that balance between real financial news and social news that had an impact on the financial news? That's intriguing.
Yeah, well, we tried to, and I think succeeded, in keeping the emphasis always on the business and financial news, because that's essentially the nature of the paper, and putting in social and scientific and international and other news to the extent that it was really significant and impacted people's personal and business lives. In other words, we tried to be a paper of record, so to speak, in the business area, but we tried to be much more selective and discriminating in covering the broader news picture.
My guest is Warren Phillips. He's the author of the book Newspaper Man, Inside the News Business at the Wall Street Journal. And Warren, I want to ask you about the 24-hour news cycle. How has the 24-hour news cycle impacted financial news reporting? I mean, and is the 24-hour news cycle a good thing or a bad thing for business news?
Well, I think it's always good to get news to the reader who uses that news as rapidly as possible, instantly, so to speak. And we did always have the Dow Jones News Service, sometimes called the ticker, that operated all through the day and brought business news to readers instantly. And the print edition brought the news later. That type of minute-by-minute coverage is more widespread now on the Internet, of course, and this puts more demands on newspapers, including the Journal, to step back and give not just what happened, but why it happened, what might happen next. In other words, interpretation and depth. And the book also talks about how we endeavored to do that.
Well, as everybody knows, a little bit of ice cream is good. Too much ice cream is bad. With the 24-hour financial news, is too much financial news really good, or can a person absorb all of that financial news? How does that impact the markets when you get these wild swings in the Dow Jones and the Standard & Poor's because of financial news reporting of something that's going on in Europe or something that's going on in Asia?
Well, I don't think too much is a bad thing. You know, Mae West said, what'd she say, too much of a good thing is wonderful, something like that. I think the key is to have it right. I mean, what causes or exacerbates wild swings is sometimes when there are rumors, sometimes when there are misleading reports as a result of haste. But if you get it right, then it's a good thing to have as much information, reliable information, as possible when the reader has to make his or her decisions.
All right. My guest is Warren Phillips. And, Warren, you left the business just as the cable financial news networks were emerging. What impact have financial news networks like CNBC, Fox Business, and Bloomberg posed for the financial newspapers and the financial news magazines?
Well, they're another source of information and competition, and I happen to believe that competition is good. It keeps everybody on their toes, makes everybody try harder to get the news first, but get it right and get the interpretation of what it means right. And I think they compete, as do the online news sites. They compete with print, they compete with radio, etc., and that's good.
Well, good. Now, 2007 was a pivotal year for the Wall Street Journal. You had long since retired, but of course, you keep your fingers in the pie. You probably read the Journal every single day that it's printed. Comment on Rupert Murdoch's acquisition of the Wall Street Journal in 2007. What changes have you noticed in the Wall Street Journal since he's taken it over?
Well, I think the Journal is as good or better today than it ever was. I think his acquisition of the Journal was fortuitous in that it came right before the tremendous depression in print newspapers as advertisers and many readers migrated to the internet. And he is a believer in newspapers. He invested in the additional money and resources in the Journal, expanded its staff, expanded its coverage. And the alternative, if it had stayed on its present, if the previous course, would have been that the Journal would have been, with revenue going down, trying to cut costs by cutting staff and cutting space, which is what every other newspaper in the country has been forced to do. And I think their circulation has gone down. And I think the Journal, to the best of my knowledge, is the only newspaper whose circulation has gone up during these troubled times.
And that is quite an accomplishment. My guest is Warren Phillips, author of the book Newspaper Man, Inside the News Business at the Wall Street Journal. Warren, today, if you were counseling somebody, what advice would you have for somebody who's aspiring to be in the newspaper business today, maybe a college graduate just getting out of school?
Well, I think at first they have to be enthusiastic about wanting to be in journalism. And if they've got the enthusiasm and the drive, they can learn on good newspapers or good online news sites. I think the important thing is to try to go to work on one that is good, where you'll learn to perform under high standards, high demands. And if you can get located on one of the good print or online sites, so much the better. And I would take any job to get on the inside,
even
if you have to be a copy boy or whatever.
Well, you certainly rose from the bottom up to the top, starting out as a copywriter and a runner and so forth. So let me ask you a more difficult question, if I can, Warren. What advice would you have for somebody who's wanting to start a newspaper in these times?
Oh, that's tougher. I guess my advice in these tough times would be don't.
All right. You just don't think that now is the time for a new newspaper or new periodical of any kind to launch?
Oh, I think if you have a really new idea, a new niche to fill, a demand to fill, that's fine. But if you're just going to be like everybody else that's out there, I would say that until economic times get better, this would be a very difficult time to start out and try to take revenue out of somebody else's pie.
My guest is Warren Phillips, author of the book Newspaper Man, Inside the News Business at the Wall Street Journal. Warren, what do you want readers to take away from reading your book, Newspaper Man?
Well, thanks for that question. It's a good one. I think I'd like them to take away two things. One is that it is a behind-the-scenes account of the building of one of the country's great newspapers. You know, the crises and the controversies and the crossroads and the antics of the people who built it. But it's also a very personal story of mine, and it would give the reader a feeling of what it's like to be a foreign correspondent during the post-war years in Europe, what it's like to be the managing editor running a worldwide staff and trying to maintain and enforce high standards, and what it was like later being a publisher and trying to protect the news columns and the editorial column against the tremendous pressures that you get from corporations and from governments and others to slant the news or slant the editorials to serve their interests. I mean, that's the reader will get a picture of that when he'll see or she'll see our encounters with the big corporations like Mobil, foreign governments like Malaysia that put the greatest sort of pressure on us. And also another thing that one can take away is what it's like dealing with the newsmakers that we dealt with. I mean, we had I have great recollections of some of the funny antics that went on when we had Gloria Steinem in for lunch to talk about the women's movement, and Bobby Kennedy came in, and Margaret Thatcher, and all of these people did things that I thought were amusing. I suppose you don't have time for me to tell one or two, but if you did, I would.
All right. Well, it is a fascinating read. Now, Warren, if you've piqued the interest of some of my listeners, they want to learn more about you, learn more about the book, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
Well, I think if you Google the book, Newspaper Man by Warren H. Phillips, you will get links to Amazon, which has summaries of the book and some of the endorsements of the book. You will get links to McGraw-Hill, which is the publisher, and they have videos out there and other information about the book, and you'll see some of the reviews that have been written. I think Google is as good a way as any.
All right, that is great. My guest has been Warren Phillips, author of the book Newspaper Man, Inside the News Business at the Wall Street Journal. Warren, thank you so much for being my guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Well, Bill, it's been great talking to you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.